The word thronos, which simply means a legal governance. It is a symbolic word that does not mean furniture. It means power, authority, rulership, kingdom. It represents the workability, a functioning, an arm, an influence. So we have a lot of people who have this kingdom in their mind and not in reality. So when we speak of a throne, it is governance. And this governance could be godly or could be demonic. So the devil can actually raise a throne in your career. The devil can raise a throne, governance, power, prosperity, dominion. He can raise up a throne in your spiritual life. Are you getting me? It is very important to notice. So the devil can raise up a throne in a marriage. And this throne could be something that, in fact, you always fight about, because it is a throne. So every person you know, whatsoever you see on earth, there is a throne behind. There is a certain rulership, dominion behind. It's not just happening. There is something happening in behind the scenes. Now, so imagine a person. God has called you. Like Samson. God called Samson, and Samson was in ministry. God said, I want you to finish the people of the Philistines. And Samson, he finds a woman. But behind that woman, there was a throne. There was a particular governess that was telling her and influencing her how to behave. Her character was not perpetuated by her ambition or by her emotions, but by a hidden influence which Samson did not know. So she will come like this, and Samson will think this is her. But there was something behind that was attributing to her behavior. Are you here, right? Similarly with men. So you may have a man you love, but behind him, there is a governance. This governance could be godly or demonic. So you'll be thinking you are dealing with your woman. Wow, there is a governance behind your woman. You may think that you are dealing with a man. Wow, there is a governance behind your man. And the governance could be either God's governance, which we call a throne. A throne is a place of rulership, authority, power. When somebody says, this man now is on the throne, it does not mean that he's sitting on a chair somewhere in his house. It means that that person at that time, it is him who has jurisdiction of power and rulership in the area, the country or the kingdom. Are we together? So the word throne, it means that person, if he says something, it will happen. So if they say this president is on the throne now, it means that man at that point, it is he who makes decisions. And he will say nothing about it. Now imagine when we're dealing with the word throne, thronos, which is the dominion authority, power, rulership. Now imagine you're born again. This is very important. Imagine you're born again. You come from a family where a lot of things were happening. Because one thing people do not understand is that salvation was not for us, the Gentiles. Salvation was for the Jews. But because we received him, the Bible says, but those who received him, it says he came for his own, and his own received him not. But those who received him, it doesn't matter whether they are Gentiles or they are from whatever, whether they are Arabs or Persians, those who received him were given the right. So our right to become God's children was given because we accepted. Well, them, the Jews, their right to be God's children is not because they have accepted him. It is because it's God's choice. That's why God chose them. Now imagine there is a throne behind that you're dealing with and you don't even know. Imagine that you work so hard, you put your efforts in business, but it does not grow. Because there is a certain entity, a certain throne that you don't know. So today I want to show you something that's going to blow your mind. You ready for this one? Let's go to the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, we're going to check Isaiah 14, verse 13 to 15. It says, for you have said in your heart. Now, this is God who was addressing Lucifer, Satan, the devil. Please, I need your attention. This teaching is going to change your prayer life. If you are a serious believer, listen to this teaching. Now, God is saying to the devil, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit in the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. In verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 15. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. In that statement, you hear something? The devil saying, I will exalt my throne. Now, this is where the whole battle started in heaven. Imagine Satan. By then on this scripture, he was known as Lucifer. He was not yet Satan. He was Lucifer. But when you read from the scripture, the whole Bible, there's only one angel who had his own throne. And that is Lucifer. Hello? You will never read a place where the Bible says Michael has a throne. You will never read a place where it says Gabriel has a throne. The only angel who was allowed to have a throne was Lucifer. He is the only one who could even cover the presence of God Almighty. Yet the scripture says when he was doing that, he wanted to exalt himself. And I want you to clear this from your mind. Most people preach that the devil wanted the throne of God to overpower God. No. What he wanted was not the throne of God. The devil has never wanted your position. What the devil wanted was to exalt his throne above the throne of God. You didn't hear that. He wanted to exalt his what? His throne, meaning to say his power, his governance structure, his leadership above that of God. Now let's read again the scripture. It says, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend in heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. Now we're going to see the five I wills. Say the five I wills. I will ascend into heaven. I will ascend into heaven. You see that? The first I will is the devil wants to go to heaven. What does that give us? What is he saying? He's saying you have access. He says, I will have access. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, be careful. Because the devil's will is to have access to the things of God. You're not getting it. So the first I will, says I will, portrays access. You must be very careful because the devil has always had access on God's people. True to this word, he even went to God. When God had a meeting with his sons, the Bible says he had access, he was in the midst. And God said, hey, where are you coming from? He said, from up and down. What are you looking for? He said, no. Before we even go far, there is a guy, his name is called Job. I want to touch him. He says, God said, you can touch anything apart from his life. Are you here? He was given what? Access. Because that's the wish of the devil. When he looks at you, he wants to have access. He went to Jesus and he begged Jesus to have access in the life of Peter. Until Jesus said, I rebuke you. I have prayed for you that he may not do this. So where you are sitting right now, just know this. It is a nightmare of Satan to have access. So the first I will deals with access. I will. He says, I will exalt myself. See the scripture. It says, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. The second I will, what does it say? Go in the scripture. It says, for I will exalt my throne. He says, I will exalt my throne. What is throne? I've told you already. Thronos, which means governance, leadership, authority, power, dominion. Now imagine this. The devil, he sees what God is doing over your life. He sees the throne of God in your life. Then he says, with what I'm seeing happening in the life of this woman, I will also come and I will exalt my throne above what God is doing in his life. That's the wish of the devil. Imagine your business is moving well. Then the devil says, I will exalt my throne above what God is doing. So the second I will deals with authority. So if you see in the scripture there, it says, I will exalt my throne, authority. Throne deals with authority. So the first I will deals with access. The second I will deals with authority. We want to bring something down today. Come on, somebody say, we are bringing down something. Every access of the devil in my family, every access over my children, over my business, over my career, over my prayer life, come down. So when we are bringing satanic thrones, we don't just say in the name of Jesus, I bring the satanic throne down. No, we deal with access. That door he is using to penetrate, we are bringing down that access. If access is inherited, we'll bring it down. If the access is a case, we'll bring it down. If the access is your character, we'll bring it down. Whatsoever access, whatsoever authority will be brought down. The third, I will. Go on the scripture. It says, he says, I also sit on the mount of the congregation. I will sit on the mount. What does that tell you? When someone says, I will sit on this mount, it deals with the position. Say position. This is what brought him trouble in heaven. These are some of the things. I'll finish all the five. Access, authority, position. Imagine he says, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. What does that word mean? Imagine that the devil wants to exalt his position above what God is doing. This is what happens. God wants you to be promoted. Then the devil says, no. I will look for somebody who is not a child of God, and I will exalt that person above what God is doing. So what you find nowadays, you find people who are in power are not those who fear God. Because the devil wants to have a position above the position of God. I'm talking to somebody here. People who are doing well. Most of the people are the people the devil says, I will make sure that my people, because he knows the power of the position. Say position. So, I will sit on the mount. So the desire of the devil is to raise his authority, his position, and his access above what God is doing in your life. Now imagine right now, you want access, there's no access. You want this, there is nothing happening, because the enemy, what he's doing is just to block your access. If you have noticed, most of you, what you are struggling right now with is access. It's either access to marriage, access to finance, access to promotion, access to a job, access to a miracle, access to a breakthrough. All those, he's having the control, because this is his nightmare, to control access. I will exalt myself. Am I talking to somebody right here? If you're following, raise up a hand and start following. The fourth, I will, deals, he says, I will ascend myself above the clouds. And what does that word mean? The clouds represents the glory. Someone said the glory. Say it again. Say the glory. So what the devil is looking for, he's not saying, I'll take the glory of God. I will raise my own glory. That's what he's trying to say. He will raise his own glory that will be above that one of God. He will raise his own authority, which must be above that one of God. He will raise his own access, which is above that one of God. And he will raise a position. That is what he wants. I'm going to show you the last one. Let's go to the last one. The scripture says, I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. What does this mean? It deals with worship. Now, I want to see something here. The five I wills. Let's look at them. So, we are dealing with what? Access, authority, position, glory, and worship. These are the five things the devil wants. This is why. And I want to tell you something here that is very important. This is why the only way in God's kingdom to go on top is no longer to have a wish of going up. It is a wish of going down. I'm talking to someone right here. Any person who humbles themselves, God takes them up. Because the moment you begin to wish like the devil, like you want to be up, you want to be praised, you want to be recognized, you want to be worshipped, you want to be thanked, you want to be what? You are actually behaving exactly like the devil. This is why the only way to the top is going down. I'm talking to somebody right here. Am I speaking to somebody right here? Everything that exhausts itself, the Bible says God brings it down. So when we are dethroning, we dethrone anything that exhausts itself. Anything that lifts up itself. So as I'm speaking right now, there is something that is exhorting itself, lifting itself over your marriage. Something exhorting itself in your prayer life. As I'm speaking now, every moment you want to pray, you can't pray because there's a certain thing that is exhorting itself against prayer. There is something exhorting itself against your character that to extend that, it is that thing that is being worshipped than God. So you spend more time with that thing. The devil just gave you something to keep you busy. Because the devil wants to be worshipped more than God. He raises up a throne of worship for him to be worshipped than God. Am I speaking to you? Now imagine when Jesus was on earth. As Jesus was on earth, he met Satan like this. And the devil says, worship me. For I will give you all the kingdoms you see, all the money, everything, I shall give them to you. Jesus didn't argue to say they are not yours. Or what Jesus said, worship the Lord your God. Am I talking to someone right? Yes. Are you here? Get this right. Why was the devil, now I want you to get this, why was the devil telling Jesus, say, if you worship, I'll give you this. In fact, what the actual statement is, if Jesus was so busy with the things of the world, to be on money, on what, that was actually the worship the devil is talking about. So the devil can actually raise up money around you, that you are very so much busy to make more money, than actually to worship God. This is why most people think money is evil. Because some people, they get into a level where they begin to worship the money. So the devil can raise up money as a god, as a mammon. A throne of Satan, he can actually raise up. So what he will do, you begin to look for money every time. And then you forget your sense of worship. And when there is no money, you begin to stress. You begin to ask God questions. Does God exist? There is a throne, my friend, working against you. Because the whole reason the enemy is trying to do that, he wants to put you at a place where you should say, but where is God? Say, Thronos. Say it again. Say, Thronos. Now, let me show you again. Let's go back to the same scripture. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Now, I want to say something to you. God has got his own stars. Come over here. Imagine God makes him a star in a business. Come over here. Imagine God makes you a star in finance. Come over here. Imagine God makes him a star in management. Then the devil says, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. See the scripture.
For you have said in your heart, I will ascend in heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest side of the north.
Read again, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
So what is he trying to say? So look, just watch this. Imagine you're a star. Imagine every person was born with a star. Imagine that the devil, his wish is to raise another throne above the throne, above the stars of God. So that even if you are a star in your career, you find that something is happening that is contrary to who you are. And be seated. Am I talking to somebody right here? There's another throne. What is going on? I am called. I'm a woman of God. I am a man of God. I pray God called me. What is really going on? There is another throne. The devil, this has been his nightmare, to raise another throne above what God is doing. This is why you must be very careful. We have to bring down every throne exalting itself against what God is doing in your life. Raise up your right hand and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bring down every throne exalting itself against what God is doing, against what God is planning. In the name of Jesus. Read verse 14.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit.
I want you to see this. This is important. I will ascend into heaven. I will sit on the mount and I will ascend above the clouds. Please remember this. What the devil is saying, he's saying he'll have access, authority, position, glory, and worship. So when you sit where you are, it's either your worship has been compromised or not. It's either your worship has been compromised or not. It's either your access has been compromised or not. You will be shocked you have no access at all. You try this, there's no access. There are people working right now. They have no access to prosperity and good life. They are never at peace. They have no access to peace. Because the devil knows you're working. You have money. You will come in and raise another throne above the throne of your access. And as I'm speaking, there's no peace. I'm teaching you these things so you know. When you are praying, you should not just be saying, I'm praying, I go to church, I worship. No, you should be knowing what the devil is dealing with. This is why when he was cast down, a voice was heard in heaven, woe unto you, sea and land. Woe unto you. In other words, it's so sad that this one has come to you. So sad. It's dangerous. The evil one has come down to you. So we live in a place where there is that evil one who wants to have access above, who wants to have authority above, who wants to have position above. Imagine God has given you a position. He wants to have another position above what God has given you. That's why you must be very careful, because you may be attacked. You find yourself doing things which God didn't say you should do. Now, let's go into warfare. We'll stop on warfare, because I want you to learn, when you say in the name of Jesus, I command you out, what are you talking about? And now you also know, you begin to check areas. Which area the enemy has access? That's a question right now I want everybody to have. Ask yourself, which areas the devil has access in me? Or which areas the devil has closed my access? Do I have access to prayer? Do I have access to my calling? Do I have access to finances? Do I have access to promotion? Do I have access to peace? which areas the devil has closed access. Two, which areas is the enemy fighting authority? Do you have access to authority? Do you have a say? Or you are shut like a useless person? The enemy may raise up another authority above yours. Position. Do I have access to position? Or the enemy has access to my position? Imagine God wants you to be number one. And you open something, you always fail. You start something, you always fail. Yet in the spirit, God wants, he has positioned you. But in the natural, you have no access. As I'm speaking, your business is closing. Because the other businesses which are leading, you have no access to position. Do you have access to glory? Or you don't? The Bible says you shall see the glory of God. Are you having access to the glory? Or he has shut you from the glory? What about worship? Do you have access? Or he has shut up your access door to worship? When the enemy is raising all these things, the Bible says when he said, I will, as you are still talking, verse 14 came in. I will. Verse 15, what did God say?
Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol.
Stop there. That's it. Did you see that? Go read again verse 15. What does it say?
Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol.
When he was talking, God responded with one word. You shall be brought down. It's what you want to do right now. Stand up on your feet. We want to do something. Something must be brought down. When the enemy was talking, I will do this. I'll have access. I'll have authority position. He even went as far as saying, I will exalt myself above the mountain of the congregation. Do you know what is a congregation? The church. Imagine the devil says, I will be above the church. No wonder now what's happening. People think the church is a place of poor people. Because his desire is to make it in that way. To exalt himself above the congregation. That when people see us in church, they think we are, you know, brainwashed. We are useless, we are poor, we are broke. And indeed, so many people in church are suffering. Because the devil is not being brought down. That nonsense is not being brought down. We need to change this. I said we need to change this. I want you to pray today for your access. Pray for your authority. Pray for your position. Pray against any pride in you. There are people who think, when I get breakthrough, I'll buy houses, I'll buy the cars, I'll be like this. People will see. People. This is why God doesn't answer, because God does not answer a certain attitude of the devil. The whole reason why Shebina was brought down was he was doing things for himself and not for God. Your purpose for worth or for breakthrough shouldn't be, I will, I want to be like this. It will never happen. I promise you, you'll be frustrated until December. Your purpose must be humility. This, if God bless me, I want his name. There must be worship. God must be worshipped. God must be exalted. God must be promoted. If I get this miracle, God must be exalted. Not you. I will. People will see. I'll buy that car. I will. God says, hey, shut up. You will be brought down. command that throne, exhorting itself against the knowledge of God in your life, in your family, in your finances, to be brought down. Command that spirit. Command that activity. Command that position. Command that spirit. Command that influence. Trying to act in a way to bring you down so that it exhorts itself. You speak a prayer and they say, I bring you down. Any power, any influence, any spirit, any throne working against what God is doing in my life, I bring you down. Raise your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. As I raise my hands, I declare spiritual warfare in the realm of the spirit. As I raise my hands, I announce victory. As I pull down every stronghold, every demonic throne that is rising against what God is doing. You throne, I bring you down. In the name of Jesus, you position, I bring you down. I take my position. You authority, I bring you down. I take my authority. In the name of Jesus, you access, I bring you down. I use my God-given access. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever I do, from now, it will have the worship of God. As I raise my hands, I command every throne working against me to come down. The throne of sickness, the throne of delay, the throne of delay, the throne of stagnation, the throne of fear. In the name of Jesus.